Hello out there. I'm Air Bud. This is Buffalo Banter with Mark Ruffalo. Normally, Mark Ruffalo is hosting this show from 3 to 4 on Fridays on WMFO in Medford. But he couldn't be here today. His cable went out back in LA. And he called Comcast, and he's still on hold. He emailed us from while he was on the phone. He emailed us being like, "Hey, can you cover? I'm going to be on this call for a while." So we're here. Well, I say we, but it's right now it's me. I'm here. Normally I'm joined by my co-substitute hosts, DJ Time Cop and DJ The Bean. Mr. Cop won't be joining us today. He is talking to a prospective student who is checking out Tufts. I think he's a family friend from home. Wish you all the best, Time Cop, in your prospective endeavors. DJ The Bean said he had a event or previous commitment that ends at 3, so he'll be here soon. Look forward to that. That first song was Texas Funeral by Hop Along, and this is Room by Palehound.
Keeps me up at night. me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested.
Oh well, oh yeah. Oh well, oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Do you know that this little girl of mine? I want you people to know this little girl of mine. I take her everywhere we go. One day I looked at my suit was new. I looked at my shoes and they were too. And that's why I love the little girl of mine. Do you know that this little girl of mine makes me happy when I'm sad? This little girl of mine loves me even when I'm bad. She knows how to love me right down to a T. If she does any wrong, you know she keeps it from me. And that's why love the little girl of mine. This little girl of mine told me that we had a date. She said that she'd meet me at a quarter to nine. Believe it or not, but she was right on time. And that's why love the little girl of mine. Do you know that this little girl of mine knows how to dress so neat? This little girl of mine stops the traffic on the street. And when the fellas start whistling, well, I don't mind. I can't blame them because she is fine. That's why love the little girl of mine. And that's why
Chose Fade Out.
Hello, and welcome to Buffalo Banter with DJ Time Cop. Unfortunately, DJ Time Cop wasn't able to make it today.
Couldn't be with us.
It really disappointing. He's out there somewhere policing time, keeping it in its place or whatever he does in his spare time.
Yeah, he had some extra casework to get done.
Exactly, a lot of files he had to sort. Cop work, you know. But we're still here, the two of us.
Because you know? it's funny because as a time cop, he arrests people who break the rules of time. But he himself cannot break the rules of time to make his way down here.
Do you think he gets to break the rules of time to, like, catch time criminals?
Yeah. Yeah.
I would assume so, right? Yeah. That's how would he... It's like when the police car breaks the speed limit to, like, pull someone over.
Exactly.
Okay. State power
is... Glad we worked that out. Those songs that you just heard after the Pale Hound one were This Little Girl of Mine by Ray Charles and... Earth Angel by the Penguins.
And why did you choose those two?
if you couldn't tell, I'm studying for my African American music history midterm this weekend. So I haven't actually listened to like the Ray Charles part yet. I haven't gotten that far in studying, but it's a good song and it's on the curriculum.
So you're studying ahead.
Yeah, you could say that I'm studying right now.
Are you cheating time there? Is that against the time cop rules?
Good thing he's not here.
Yeah, exactly. Good job we're invisible in this studio. Cool.
We were talking about a cappella groups.
We were. And we were trying to decide what we would call ourselves if the three of us were an a cappella group. The three of us, including DJ Time Cop, even though he's not here right now. That matters less for him.
Speaking of DJ Time Cop, we were discussing, just because DJ Time Cop is quote unquote showing a prospective student around Tufts University doesn't mean he can't bring said prospective student to the radio show.
Right?
Or at least call in.
Quintessential Tufts experience, I would say, is sitting up here and talking to yourself.
I would write about this for a supplemental essay.
Right?
No question. Yeah.
Share some things.
On another note, I think that would be a great way to prove whether or not he's telling the truth about his excuse for not being here. Like, if he picks up and he's, like, on the beach, and it's clear that, like, he's not at Tufts University, and he's, like, blowing us off for a beach day or something.
Are there beaches around here?
I mean, I haven't seen him in a couple hours, like...
Oh,
he could have left early, yeah.
Halfway to... I don't even know where they have beaches the in the Northeast.
Where are you from?
Long Island, maybe? Is he going to Long Island?
He's out on the Cape. He's in P-Town.
Oh, yeah, the Cape, that makes sense.
So maybe we'll... give him a call later in the show, the old reverse DJ call trick.
Oldest trick in the book.
And see if his alibi holds up to the standards of time police that he is forced to abide by.
Exactly.
You had a song you wanted to play?
Oh, I did. Which one do we have queued again?
Blessings by Sampa the Great.
Yeah, I would like to play Blessings by Sampa the Great.
Here's Blessings by Sampa the Great.
Brought to you by Sampa the Great. And Blessings.
This song is not brought to you yet because Spotify is not clicking the play button when I'm clicking it. It's like it's flashing, but
we're having a contract dispute.
Yeah. Bear with us while you might hear some of a little bit of a different song.
Technical difficulties.
Nope. None of that's working.
So this is actually all a bit that we're doing where we pretend we try to imagine what it would be like if DJs didn't know how to play music. What would they do all the day?
That is indeed the bit that we're doing at this moment. And it's still going on. Wow. This bit has continued.
Oh. So this is what it would feel like to not have any music to go play.
What's that, Ian?
Earth Angel. Na na na.
Give a shout out to the birth of a dream. I paint a pretty picture since I got the right team. My life's been picture perfect overnight, and it seems the support I've been receiving is the best that I've seen. And I'm in, oh, and it's amazing. Yes, I have been guessing where this queen has landed from. Africa has landed from. Everyone has landed in my world. Take your landing gear. Everyone's a visitor. Thank you all for landing here. Life takes many turns, and I go. Mine was clearly chosen, I know. Every step I take, premeditated. meditated. Every night I meditated. Now my soul is educated.
As we were listening to that song, well, before we started listening to that song, DJ The Bean does what he does before playing literally any of his songs.
Any song these days.
Any song you ever hear by DJ The Bean has been personally screened.
For any inappropriate language.
Yeah. This is a family show.
For family folks.
And
but
you can never be too sure.
Can never be too sure. Which is why starting next week, we're going to only be doing a cappella covers of songs. So every single word will literally come from our mouths.
Yeah. But full control.
until then, what I've been doing is I've been using genius.com, sign up at genius.com/4614946, and been like reading through all the lyrics. And what I've come to realize is that the like annotations on Genius are just like really like poetic and like thoughtful and sometimes informative.
Can you give us some examples?
You know, I'm glad you asked.
Maybe from the last song we listened to, which was Till It's Don't. Wait, what's it called?
It's called Till It's Done.
Till It's Done. I accidentally typed it into the system as Till It's Don't. So all of you listeners at home, that's what it says on your screen. That is not correct.
No.
Officially retract that statement. It's called Till It's Done, D'Angelo.
All kinds of technical difficulties at the studio today. Anyways, yeah, I was reading it and there's this one Genius annotation and it says, tragic events happen every day in everyone's lives. Tragedy cannot be avoided and will always happen one hay or another. I think they meant to say day.
And technical then, difficulty. Yeah. Wait, can you read us the lyric that gave that interpretation?
Tragedy flows unbound and there's no place to run. And then the next bit is Till It's Done, which is like what the song's name mm-hmm. after. And the connotation, or the, what is it called? Annotation says, until the end arrives, either our death as individuals or the end of mankind. Wow. And then the next annotation is, I wish I could show you all this at home, a really crazy graph that explains the greenhouse effect.
What lyrics is that associated with?
It makes a lot more sense when you read the lyrics. That's why I like to give it without context. It's carbon pollution is heating up the air. But if you're wondering...
But they gave a whole graph.
Yeah. It's like sun, some sunlight that hits the earth is reflected, some becomes heat. But then CO2 and other gases in the atmosphere trap heat, keeping the earth warm. That's the greenhouse effect. And there's this...
Wow, that was an excellent description that they gave.
I honestly...
Can you explain the graphic to us, please?
Yeah, so there's like a sun. It's like yellow, it's round, and there's like rays that shoot out of it. And one of these rays hits the earth, and then it... Some of it like bounces away, like some of the ray bounces away back into space, but some of it gets caught by the greenhouse effect and like jumps up and down, and that's what makes everything hot.
Ah.
There's the earth. It looks like they've got like North America getting hit by the sun, which like I guess makes yeah. sense. Like probably
hegemony and all.
Yeah, I don't know, the land or earth. But anyways, that's the graph.
Cool.
So just thought, yeah.
Head over to genius.com for more information about global warming.
And literally anything else that happens to show
and or maybe it's the new source of knowledge
or the old source and I've just not been paying very much attention.
Soon high school teachers will be reminding their students that not only is Wikipedia not a reputable source, but genius.com
is a reputable source. Also like Wikipedia, like we all use Wikipedia. I don't know who like believes that joke.
Yeah.
I don't know, like...
Someone out there
actually believes that students never ever use Wikipedia and always go to, like, Science Magazine whenever they have a question.
Toiling away in the library, pulling exactly. reference books.
I need to get in the archives!
Hours in the archives. Something that's been on my screen recently, yeah. When I was... early this morning, I watched it in my bed. Is the Thundercat Tiny Desk concert came out recently. Honestly, how did this guy not get a Tiny Desk concert sooner? Like, the second I saw that Thundercat was doing, like, a link to Thundercat's Tiny Desk concert, I was like, of course. Like, of course this incredibly talented person gets a Tiny Desk concert. I think he suits it perfectly.
I'm sure he would love to hear that. I'm sure that'd make him feel really good.
Thundercat, I know you're listening. I love you. Oh, it's just so good. Have you
check
seen
into
it?
Your chair tags. It's Thundercat.
Live and in the studio today. Nah, he's got better things to do. Have
just
you
like
seen
Mark Ruffalo and DJ Time Cop? Everyone else we know.
Except for the 9 of you out there listening to us.
Sweet sound.
So have you seen this video?
No, not yet.
Okay.
I'm probably gonna come sit next to you once it's
yeah,
playing.
I can turn the screen so that we can both see it. Everyone out there, if you're I don't know. Well, let's just say that you, as a listener right now, should stop listening to our show.
No. We'll describe the video to them afterwards.
Okay. But we're going to play the last song that Thundercat does in his Tiny Desk concert for you. And here it is.
blood on the floor. And I can't find my heart. Where did it go? Did I leave it in the cold? Let's give it back, cause it's not yours to take. Must have fell when I lost my mind. Dipping a cup, drowning it in pain. Somebody help, cause I can't find my way. Nobody move, nobody move.
First impressions.
Well, it was really good. Also, his outfit is incredible. I would recommend after our show is done that all of our listeners go and watch the video, because he has just this like incredible, like fun, like pink sweater, and his hair, some of his hair matches the color of the mm-hmm. sweater. And then the shorts, I don't even know what's going on. It's like they have tigers or explosions.
The first time I watched it, I didn't even see the shorts.
Because it's like so good
yeah.
to listen to and look at.
I was too focused on his hands. For those who don't know, Thundercat plays the bass and the main instrument in all of those songs, or I guess that song, but all the songs that he makes are like bass, a six-string bass with like pedals and stuff to make it sound cool. But
it kind of, when he was doing the solo, it kind of sounded like R2-D2 was just like dropping like the most fire verse of all time.
Can I just go back to that with that imagery in mind?
Yeah.
And he's like spinning in circles.
Yeah, exactly. Intergalactic rap battle.
With
vivid
that
imagery,
with that image in mind, we can lead you to the next song.
And before we do that, though, I would just want to point out that if any of you out there are listening with 11 other people, and the 12 of you call in, Tags will have to eat an entire loaf of bread.
That's true.
So,
here on Buffalo Banter with Mark Ruffalo, every time that we sub for Mark, we have a running gag. Yeah, I didn't want to call it a gag as much as a challenge to our listeners, where if we get 20 proven listeners, and the only way we can prove is, I think, streaming listeners, because that's what we can track online, I'll eat an entire loaf of bread
before the show is over.
Last show we got all the way up to 17, which is when the challenge was created.
This one we're hovering closer around 9.
Yeah, our social media presence has been much lower for this show than it was for the past.
Technical difficulties.
And since DJ Tom Cop's here, I don't know, it wouldn't have felt right to really pursue the loaf dream without Tom. It was his idea.
Yeah.
He would be shattered if I ate a loaf of bread and he wasn't in the studio to be here. And
also, he'd probably go back in time and like stop me from being conceived or something.
And then he would have to turn himself into the time police and spend the rest of his life in jail.
It'd be so painfully ironic.
That's not what we want.
Gorgeous. Okay, we play the next song now.
Anyway, call us if you're listening with 11 of your closest family and friends.
Didn't you know? Didn't you know? I said you never know how the car.
now. Is he on speakerphone? Are we? Oh, we're on air. I'll sit up.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Put that away.
We are calling DJ Time Cop right now on the cell phone.
Does it like go, where does the sound go?
I don't know. Oh, there we go.
I'm not able to get the phone right now. If you leave a message after the beep, I'll get to your call as soon as I can.
At the tone, please record your message.
Wow, he's really good at pretending to be the answering machine.
Hang up or press 1 for more options.
All right, so I guess that is inconclusive. We're not really sure where he is.
Bye, DJ Pop Cop.
Do you think that was... Do you think he hung up on us? I feel like that wasn't enough rings.
I thought it was... I don't know. You guys weren't in the studio to see when I hit call before I could turn up the headphones to make you guys hear the ringing.
Technical difficulties.
But to us, it seemed like he looked at the phone and
let it ring a little bit so we wouldn't suspect it.
Right. But he knows we're on the radio.
So why wouldn't he pick up?
This is suspicious.
either he's lying or I'm just not paying attention to us, and either way I'm hurt.
Anyway.
Next.
We hope he gets our message.
Couple songs we're gonna play. Mm-hmm. We decided to mix it up. Play some things that like when we choose to listen to them, maybe we think, this is not really my vibe, but like I want to experience something new.
Mm-hmm.
And because we've got like a different DJ dynamic going on right now,
we're all about taking risks.
Exactly. Like, who knows where this will go? Oh, I don't even know when I'm on air anymore. We got a lot of difficulties. Might as well just play things.
Yeah. I'm gonna play mine first, and then Ian's gonna play the song that he's uncomfortable with.
I like it. It's just like not.
Yeah, exactly.
Like my first choice. If you know?
Common listeners to our show will know that like. Me,
common listener.
Common, who's listening to our show. Common,
Chicago rapper.
The common people will understand that we all kind of have our own comfort zone. And it's kind of, to us, we can tell where Noah's going to play a kind of a weird time signature song with like the vocals are kind of.
And there's like tiny drums.
Off, and you're a little uncomfortable the whole time, but it's cool in a nice way. Ian's going to play like really nice. Smooth kind of R&B songs, and I'll play like more. I don't want to describe myself. That's too hard.
I don't want to describe you. Yeah, let's put the songs on.
I play everything else. This is Sleepyhead by Passion Pit. Update for our listeners, DJ Time Cop is calling me on the phone. Hello, you're on air with WMFO.
Oh, I'm on the air with WMFO?
Yeah,
welcome to your shot at the big time.
Oh my god, wow.
What's your name?
My name is DJ Time Cop.
Okay, DJ Time Cop, you say you're meeting with a prospective student, put them on the line.
Prove it to us.
Oh, I actually just got out of that meeting.
Ooh.
They just left.
Wow.
Did you?
You just got out of that,
that
meeting right
now. That seems really suspicious.
Yeah, meeting with...
Do you have any questions about how the interview process went?
I thought you were with a prospective student.
I was.
And now, and then you were in an interview, and then... Well, how was your interview?
I was just talking... I don't know why I said interview. I was just talking...
Because you're making up as you go along. Is why you said that.
No authority. Like, absolutely no authority in the admissions process.
Right. Okay, that makes sense.
But I was just talking to someone who was interested.
What's their name?
Oh, their name's Ralph.
That sounds fake.
Made up name.
What?
I've never
we know you're
before.
Lying to us.
It's just not.
We know you. Ralph? We know you're at the beach
enjoying yourself,
taking your time into, like, off from our show.
Ralph Harrisman.
Glenstown.
Harris, okay. Man.
Parrotsman. Parrotsman.
It's probably a brand of socks. It's probably the brand of socks you're wearing. Reading things off of your body.
Parrotsman, comma, Ralph.
Do you show up in a Vans?
Do you show up in a what?
In a Vans? Because, like, different parts of your story incorporate different
He's
kinds
from
of-
Oxford.
Yeah, thanks for he's saving in, that.
He's from Pennsylvania.
It's a real place.
But,
fact check.
I bet it's a brand of pants.
I guess now that... So, how I haven't been able to hear the show. What have been your two favorite songs that each of you have played?
We've only played, like, four songs.
Interesting. Yeah, we played four really long songs. Actually, no. You have some credit here. You can bask for a second. Ladies and gentlemen... The Thundercat Tiny Desk concert that I played earlier was shown to me indirectly on Facebook by DJ Time Cop.
Thank you, DJ Time Cop.
I'm a master of networking.
We've heard with your interviews.
And I'm an amateur agent for Thundercat. He doesn't know it yet, but I've been really pulling a lot of weight for him for these past few years.
Hopefully that pays off for both of you.
Sharing posts. Giving away signed guitars or basses, and you know.
Can I ask you a question?
Oh yeah.
If you were, as a member of the Time Police, secretly just getting close to Thundercat because you thought he was breaking the laws of time, and this whole low key agent thing is just kind of a ploy to get close to him, you wouldn't be able to tell us that, right?
Well, I certainly wouldn't tell you on air.
Right. So you could be lying twofold.
To our listeners, no less.
Yeah, but I could also be telling the truth twofold.
That seems much less likely.
Also, I feel like those don't balance each other out. Like, it's worse to lie twofold than to tell the truth twofold. So, unless we know that you're actually telling the truth, you're still morally bankrupt.
Yeah, but they're all equally possible.
I'm gonna have to do some math on that. I'll get back to you.
You won't know.
Fact check.
Ian, what was your favorite song?
I liked Till It's Done.
Mm. By D'Angelo.
By D'Angelo, yeah.
Oh.
And then we analyzed the lyrics a little bit. Sorry, we shouldn't describe our show to you because that would be really boring for our listeners
for
who have heard the entire show. Like, this is your fault. You got to catch up on your own.
This is 100% my fault, and I apologize to the rest of the listening audience. I'm really sorry, and I hope you'll continue to tune in despite my actions.
You called this in the middle of us playing songs that we're a little uncomfortable with playing on the air because they're out of our normal comfort zone.
Oh.
I was playing Sleepyhead by Passion Pit. And then we're going to play Ian's song, which is Our Love Will Always Remain by the Aqua Dolls, which is
wonderful.
As I understand, a Southern California pop song.
Yeah, that's the vibe, I think.
Nice.
After that, do you have any requests? The least we could do.
It might not be necessarily on theme, but shout out to my friend Jordan Barnes. He is telling me about this album that just came out. So you know the song Crew by Goldlink?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so the guy who sings the hook on Crew, his name is Brent Fayez.
Brett Favre?
No, Brent, B-R-E-N-T, and then F-A-Y-A-Z. Y-A-Z. And he just put out an album called Sonderson.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, the whole album is sort of wild. I don't quite know what is explicit and what isn't. So I'm trying to look up the lyrics first, but...
Oh, we can take care of that for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, we got time.
It's just a great album.
Cool. Do you have a song you want to play off it?
Oh, we'll fact check. Or
yeah. If it doesn't work out, then we'll play a different one. But
Burn One Interlude is a good one.
Cool.
It's kind of like, yeah, it reminds me a little bit of Rari. It's really good.
Awesome. Well, thanks for calling in.
First World Problems is another great track, but that's explicit.
Okay.
But just want to shout that track out. Yeah.
Have fun at the beach.
Oh, it's sunny here. Well, it's sunny in Medford. I'm not at the beach. Goodbye.
Thank you.
We're getting a call. Hello, you're on the air with WMFO.
Yes, can I request a song?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this song is in your comfort zone.
Oh, that's really great to hear.
What a relief.
Okay, the name of the song is Anyhow, and it's by the Tedeschi Truck Stand.
Oh, great. Tedeschi Trucks. It's, what's it called again?
Anyhow.
Gotcha. Yeah, sure thing. Do you have a message to go along with? What?
Awesome. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
So
on that soulful note, we're reaching the end of our show today.
Unfortunately. But you've been listening to WMFO Medford.
Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Airbud.
I'm DJ The Bean.
We had DJ Time Cop for a small part of this show, but ultimately gets no credit.
Absolutely not. Strike him out of those records.
This has been Buffalo Banter with Mark Ruffalo. We're here every Friday. Coming up next is Bingo Crisco with What a Show. He's in the studio.
What a program.
Boo. Technical difficulties.
What a program.
And this is our last song, as requested by DJ Time Cop. It's Burn One Interlude by Brent Fias.
Luckiest girl alive. You had your innocence then. Conquered the world every time you smiled. Now you don't smile so often. I don't see you so much no more. I really pray, but I just pray that you're well. I know you cry every night. Put up it all in the sky. And I'ma burn one for you. You are the luckiest girl alive. And I was to call you my friend. We was who I was, who you were.